With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Israel military spokesman Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari says they've informed the families of four hostages kidnapped by Hamas on October 7th that the men are no longer alive. Three of them were older. They were also used in a Hamas video.
Their loved ones were killed a few months ago during Hamas captivity in Gaza, and their bodies are still being held by Hamas. We assess that the four of them were killed while together in the area of Khan Yunis during our operation there against Hamas.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will address Congress June 13th as the war in Gaza continues. Georgia Republican U.S. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene says Anthony Fauci belongs in jail for his handling of the COVID pandemic. Greene went after Fauci during a congressional hearing, criticizing what Fauci admitted to be unproven efforts such as masking and social distancing. He admitted there was no research to back up those mandates. Also at SRNnews.com, a Montana Senate candidate is the first to use the conviction of former President Trump in a campaign ad. Bob Agnew reports.
GOP Senate candidate Tim Sheehy seeks to unseat incumbent Democrat John Tester, who he accuses of taking part in a corrupt Biden effort to jail former President Trump.
It's lawfare, a state-sponsored political persecution led by Joe Biden and the radical left.
Sheehy also includes an old interview clip in which Tester said somebody should punch Donald Trump in the face. There's been an outpouring of support within the GOP for Trump since the verdict, with some analysts suggesting the conviction virtually assures Trump gets reelected in November. Bob Agnew reporting.
Mexico makes history with the election of the country's first ever female president. Claudia Sheinbaum is the former mayor of Mexico City. She is of the same party as the current president. This is SRN News. A new poll finds many Americans support in vitro fertilization.
A poll from the Pew Research Center finds that 70% of the general population thinks IVF is a good thing versus 8% who think it's a bad thing and 22% who aren't sure. The procedure is condemned by some pro-life advocates because it involves the creation of several embryos, some of which can be destroyed if the mother wants them to be. This year, a court in Alabama ruled that IVF embryos are human beings. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anti-Semitism rears its head in Canada. Authorities say someone fired bullets at a Jewish school for the second time in less than 10 days. One struck the Young Israel of Montreal synagogue last week. The week before, several rounds hit a Jewish girls' school in Toronto. No one was injured in either attack. Elsewhere in Canada, the Vancouver Comic Arts Festival banned a Jewish artist because she served in the Israeli army. This is SRN News. President Trump's attorney, Todd Blanche, tells Salem Radio Network some of the charges against the former president make no sense.
So the tampering is a violation, a misdemeanor conspiracy violation of state law. So what does New York State have to do with a federal election? And that's something we're going to be appealing, but it just flies in the face of what we all expect from our federal laws, which govern what happens in a federal election. You're right that the crime actually, the supposed crime, occurred after the election, yeah, supposedly to influence the election.
Washington Secretary of State Steve Hobbs says he doesn't think a state law can keep former President Trump off the ballot. The law says a candidate can be challenged if convicted of a felony that hasn't been reversed. He says he does not believe states can add to the requirements set in the U.S. Constitution for candidates for president. More details at SRNnews.com.